Hello, friends. It's been a hot minute, but
hi, we're back.
I expect you to say, I'm Taylor and I'm Brittany.
I'm Taylor.
Yeah, so we're excited to be back. We had a bit of a break, kind of just life took over, and yeah, we're excited to be back. We've had some people reach out to us asking about the podcast. Taylor's heard about it from some clients, and so we're like, apparently there's some resources that can be used still. So we decided to make a comeback.
Oh, my husband forgot his computer in our office, so I was laughing because I just saw him go in the back of our screen.
I know, I saw all of a sudden. I'm like, babies are down, your husband, you can't even keep him out.
Oh my, so funny. Yes, we are back. I feel like the podcast provides a really cool resource where we talk about everyday things. You know, it's stuff that we hear in our own lives as well as what I hear in therapy. So it's just, I think it keeps us on our toes. At least it keeps me on my toes for like, I'm looking at resources or I'm,
oh yeah,
you know, like rethinking things. But it also just provides a resource for people to get some normalcy. Like, you hear people having some of these things, but then everyone's like, well, you must have it more together as a therapist. And like, we're all hot messes. So it's validating to, I think, hear it from another person as well. So,
well, it just, I've noticed too, like through this own life transition that I've been on. So for those of you who don't know, I moved away from Taylor, which was super sad, got married. That was super happy, and have picked up some stepkids, which has been kind of in the middle of happy and sad, but like doing all of that, like I've been listening to some podcast episodes too. And it's been really helpful for James and I to be like, hey, like, we're actually not doing so bad, or there's some things that we really could be doing better on. Right. And so I think just that perspective of podcasts made us want to come back and be like, yeah, we can do that for, we can help people. So
they're helpful. Yeah. It's super helpful. So coming back in, we're doing a mini series, which I think is a cute idea. I love the mini series idea. So you'll probably get a lot more of these. Hopefully y'all like them, where we'll take a big concept and we'll break it down. So we're in November. Happy holidays. There's a lot going on right now. It's a lot. So as I was thinking about a lot, I am new to this game. Brittany is veteran of this game.
Yeah, Ada's 14 this year.
Yeah. So she has experience, and I am starting off with a 2-year-old. So I've done this 2 times. And then my 11-month-old. And I already coming in, I'm like, oh, this is a lot. So we're going to talk about the mental load of the holidays and the invisible mental load of it, but also how to navigate it and everything that this involves. And I just think this is such a good one for parents. So.
Yeah, I think so. Because like we hold all of this pressure, right? Like, especially as moms, like you feel this pressure to be like, don't mess this up. And there's all of these different factors that come in. Like, you've got to make sure it's magical, and you've got to make sure they have the best gifts and don't forget it. And you've got to make sure that they don't have regrets later. And it's like, it just feels like we're supposed to be like these like massive elves all the time and like be constantly on and be happy about it and like not worry about our own emotions and all these different pieces, right? So like, we're hoping we can kind of dive into that a little bit.
Yes. So our first one is talking simply about the invisible holiday load. And it's interesting because like, you know, your Instagram reel and like TikTok, whatever you use. I hate TikTok, but Instagram.
I can't do TikTok. It's a black hole.
Yeah, it's a black hole. So I was going through it, and like every holiday that's coming up, I've noticed my reels give me like whatever is going towards the season. It's like how to make special things for your kids. And like, it's great, but I get this like constant affirmation and like reinforcement of don't ruin your child or your kid's childhood.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Don't mess this up. So you got to do all these things. Got one childhood. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I know I have one childhood for them. I know they have, there's one time they're 2. There's one time there's 3. I understand that. But then like you're seeing all these things and you're like, oh, and then you see all these ideas and they're not bad ideas. Like some of them are really, really cute and I love them, but like it's a lot of pressure. And so this constant thing's going through my head right now is like, I'm the creator of magic. Like I was talking to her mom the other day and I was like, mom, you were the one that created the magic for me. And now it's my turn and it feels heavy. And just, she's like, just enjoy it. Like it's the best advice she could give me was just have so much fun. It is such a good time to do it. And it's such a gift to be able to do it, but it is heavy if you look at it. So when you're in it, just have fun with it. I was like, that was a good call out because I could easily slide into, I'm going to ruin my kid's childhood. I have to do all these things. There's so much pressure. Like I could easily see myself going there.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I actually had a similar-ish conversation with mom today too, because I was feeling overwhelmed by all of the things that had to get done.
Her like, mom is wise.
For holidays as well as life, right? Because it's mm-hmm. like, mom, like, and I was like going off and I was like, and this and this and this and this. And she's like, I need you to stop. And she's like, right now you're saying all of the negatives. And she was like, let's spin this into a positive. What's the positive of this? Wow, you get to go set up a Christmas tree with your kids today. What's a positive of this? Wow, you're in a beautiful new house and you get to go buy new stockings. She's like, don't make it so negative, make it positive. And I think that was a good reminder to be like, we feel so overwhelmed that like, how do we remember to find the joy in those moments instead of just like being so distressed about it? Mm-hmm.
I think it was such a good moment when she was just like, enjoy it. Cause I was like, well, mm-hmm. she was a creator of my magic, right? Like she was the one where I learned about amazing. Our mom did amazing at Christmas. Oh.
Over and, the top. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And oh, so cool. So like the standard head, and then her reality was just like, just have fun with it and your kids will have fun with it. I was like, huh, is that like how you did it? Yeah. Like that makes sense. Like, okay, I can do that. But the expectations are real because she can name them too. She's like, yeah, you have this and this and this, but she chose a different pathway and I love that she did. But it's interesting because I think whether you're the mom or the dad or whatever position you hold in your family, there's always going to be one that carries a mental load, right? Mm-hmm. And like generally, we can overgeneralize this one. It's going to be moms. If you're in a different position, we're talking to you too. Whoever's carrying this mental
load. Whoever's carrying the mental load and yeah.
We're sorry. So I was thinking about like where all these come from and like where all these ideas come from. And the ones I identified, I don't know, maybe you have different ones, Britt, but I was thinking like social media for sure. Like that one was really easy to identify though, because that's like the main villain every time. Mm-hmm.
It's
Hallmark. Such oh yeah. Hallmark or like any Christmas movie that has that like traditional Christmas family scene or traditional, you know, just like anything, even like thinking like Miracle on 34th Street or I don't know, this any of them that has like Christmassy vibes. I'm like, there's still expectations from there.
They're super, or Disney Channel or whatever. You know what's funny though, is like I was pulling decorations out yesterday, which is early and I know that, but like just based on
calendar. Oh, it's not, it's perfect. Matt's
but, like, but like, I didn't have another option, right? And so Adeline was like, it feels like Hallmark in here. And in my mind, I'm like, what? Like, it's just our normal stuff that we've had for how many years, right? But like, I think we forget that. Like, in a kid's mm-hmm. eyes, the magic can be there even if we just see dusty boxes, you know, like it's.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for them, it's their childhood. For them, it's the known objects, right? Like, and that's the thing I think we forget about is we have all these external stuff giving us pressure, like commitments, school, socialization, like all these areas that we're like trying to juggle. And you're trying to think, I got to include that. I got to include that now. Like, and it gets so overwhelming.
Super overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, I was thinking about like juggling hats. I do this a lot every day. I transition from wife to mommy to therapist to mommy to Taylor all day long.
Just kidding.
Taylor comes when I finally get like a bath and nobody's crawling in my bath with me. AKA my daughter. She's obsessed with the water. Did I tell you yesterday she crawled in the shower with me?
Again?
Oh, every time I'm in the shower, if I don't put my laundry hamper in front of, we have like an open shower. If I don't put that in front of it, then little mama is immediately in the shower with me, sitting there.
So funny.
Every she's time, awesome. Fully clothed. She's like, hi, hi, how are you?
She's amazing.
Anyway, she's so funny.
She's so cute.
So I was just thinking too, like, you're always trying to juggle the right hat or not forget anything or trying to like meet these unspoken expectations and trying to make sure everything gets right. But you know what's crazy is like your kids don't even have these expectations. Like Banks doesn't even know what's going on. He's just like, hey, mama, Christmas tree. Like
he's just excited. Like it's yeah.
And he could care. Like yesterday we went to Costco and we sneakily got a Christmas tree. And my mom is helping, and my mom and I were carrying it in. And he was like, I was like, hey, Banks, you have to be quiet. Because Mattson doesn't like Christmas before a certain time with Thanksgiving. He's a Scrooge right now. He loves it after, but not before.
So he's Banks all over it like, after, at least. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's too much sometimes after. Anyways, so Banks was like, shh, Christmas tree. And he was so excited, not only for the fact that, like, we got a Christmas tree. He was just excited to set up the thing and have it go everywhere and be sneaky about it. I think the being the sneaky was his favorite part, you know, because afterwards he kept coming up being like, Mama, we did Christmas tree, and like whispering it super quiet. And that's where I'm like, I could have never pre-planned this. I could have never like – it didn't circle around anything, but I guarantee you this kid will remember this and come up to me whenever we set up Christmas time going, Christmas tree, you know, like really quiet, yeah. Like trying to set things up sneaky because well, that's then, what's like, fun.
It just happens. Like I'm thinking of an example, like, so blending families this year, we've been trying to figure out what's important to kids, what isn't, how can we like combine things, whatever. And one of the funniest things to James and I is his daughter, she just turned 8 this year, but she is super like adamant that they keep their popcorn tradition. And James is like, oh, I don't even know what popcorn tradition is. What is the popcorn tradition? Right? Yeah. Like, so if we do it, we do it. We've done it before. It's a tradition. And he's like, what is it? Right? And all it was she wants one of those like tins of popcorn that has the three things.
Yeah, like, we got those when we were little.
Something, right? Like, it's just like with the caramel and the cheese and the plain. And she's like, I just want to eat popcorn on Christmas Day. Like, but it's like, okay. Like, yeah, you can get a tin of popcorn, you know, but it's like, sometimes we just put so much effort into planning and making sure everything's right. And the things our kids remember are going to be like sneakily putting in a Christmas tree and a tin of popcorn. Like they just remember how they feel. They remember the love that they felt and that they were seen and that it was magic. Like,
yeah. And that's where start naming the unspoken expectations, because we are really good at having this running list in our head. But I started verbalizing this to Mattson because I saw a tradition thing and I'm like, hey, which traditions do we like and don't like? Like, which ones do we want to invest in and keep and which ones don't we? Which that's another episode for another time. But just the fact that we were naming, like, what do we expect from each other on this holiday season? What do I expect? What does he expect? You know, and then like as your kids get older too, like where your stepdaughter was able to be like, this is what I want popcorn. And it's like, awesome. Thank you for telling me that.
Yeah.
Didn't know that was an expectation, but the unspoken expectations, I think, put the biggest load on us than if we were just able to identify, like, this is the expectation that I have.
Yeah, I agree. Hmm.
So because naming it, I think, is huge.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. Because otherwise, like, you and I are super guilty of this, like, wanting to make the Martha Stewart Christmas or whatever, right? In certain ways, but it's like, nobody actually cares. They nobody cares. Like...
No, they have – because they have their own things, like their own idea of what's going to happen in this holiday. So just ask them what they want instead of thinking that you know it. Take some pressure off and then you're like, okay, they actually care about this or they don't actually care about this. And why am I bothering?
Yeah. Okay. I have a fun example of this. So one of my best friends for a long time would hand make gingerbread houses. Do you remember this? Would like cut them – like homemade the dough – roll it out, hand make them, had like, they were beautiful. Like, and she would like make this homemade gingerbread, her home smelled delicious, all of this. And so I think it was during COVID, I want to say it was. And her husband was like, you're doing too much. Like, let's not do that this year. I'm buying you gingerbread houses. And she's like, no, it's going to ruin Christmas. Like, I have to home make these gingerbread houses. I've done it my kid's entire life. And he's like, nope. I'm going to IKEA. They have some great gingerbread houses. And so he went to IKEA, brought home these gingerbread houses, and the kids were thrilled because they were bigger than the other ones. And so like in her mind, it was one of those things that she's like, I have to, or I'll ruin Christmas. But at the end of the day, it was just being together and being intentional about doing that activity. It wasn't that it was homemade gingerbread and they could eat it. Yeah. It was a, wow, that was such a fun memory. And we get to make gingerbread houses.
Yeah. And I think that's where speaking, you nailed it. Speaking your expectations, parts of it you just realize don't really matter versus other parts matter more.
Yeah. And in her head, that was like the make or break it of Christmas. But because she didn't spend 2 days making gingerbread houses, she was able to put her effort into other things and create wonderful other traditions. And it was just kind of an interesting, like, you know, really tangible one that we can refer back to now. So
yeah. Okay, so what's a very overwhelming moment you've had from the holidays that you remember?
Like this year so far or just in general?
Just a funny time where you're like, yeah, that's probably when I went overboard.
Oh my gosh. When Adeline was little, I used to do everything overboard. Like I was the mom that would like buy.
She was extra mommy.
I was extra mommy. I would buy like custom little tokens that were like silver coins the tooth fairy would leave and blah, 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 blah. So like at that time when Adeline was little, like I felt like I had to do all the things. Like we had reindeer food and custom pajamas and like everybody was matching and we'd plan this trip. And like, I don't know. And if you name it, I was probably trying to do it right at that point. Like making everything from scratch. And then Anson comes along and I'm like, oh, there's two of them. Like, how can I do this with two of them?
I love you. I never actually got that moment because I just always kind of
because your babies are so close together. But like my babies were like for Christmas, Adeline had
your babies are far apart.
Four Christmases, five Christmases.
Yeah, she had like almost five. Yeah,
yeah, I think she might have had five Christmases without Anson, and so or four, five, whatever it was. But like
she had a lot.
She had a lot of Christmases, and so it was way easier for me to like just like dote. And then Anson comes, and he really could give two flying cramps about it, and he was super sick. That was the other thing. Like he they thought he had leukemia around that time. We had to keep him in the house. Like he was just really sick, so I had to let go of things because I was managing a baby that was like he was sick. Luckily there was no cancer, but like we didn't know that yet. And so it was one of those where I just remember being like, I've got to pull back. Like reality made me pull back. And so I can laugh now and be like, oh my gosh, I was totally over the top. When you see these like pictures with Adeline with like the, like, you know, she'd have like the Gymboree dress that matched the Nutcracker scene. And like, why would I take her to the Nutcracker? And it was so fun, but it just wasn't, it wasn't realistic.
But I think too, it's like, think about how much, because I remember how stressed you were. You were stressed a
lot. I was super stressed. Like, yeah.
All the time. Yeah. And it was like, was it worth it? Because like, I was trying to think of stressed out holiday moments, but I feel like I watched you so much that I just haven't done.
Well,
like we had a baby last year. What? Yeah. I was 3 months. I was 3 weeks postpartum, maybe two and a half. So like,
because you guys had like Thanksgiving, you were like massively pregnant, had so much family there for Thanksgiving.
I gave birth 4 days later.
Exactly. And like when we're talking, like how many people were there for Thanksgiving?
42.
Yeah.
42.
So Taylor was like in charge of hosting, not by herself, but like between three houses, we had them at three houses. And it was like, there were so many people, like you didn't have time to put this pressure on yourself because you were doing all like, the other stuff.
Yeah. I think my pressure was I wanted my house decorated the way I wanted it decorated. And I do remember even thinking like, this is too much for how pregnant I am. I was extremely, I was 8.5 months pregnant and I was trying to like decorate our house in all these extreme ways and take care of everybody.
I do remember that.
Yeah, traveling. And do you remember me pulling out a whole Christmas tree? But I mean, I was really fit with Ray. So like,
but still, I remember like thinking about it afterwards because it was like a 12-foot Christmas tree.
It's
like,
huge and it's heavy.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking that like I had so much, and that's probably like my most overwhelming one I can remember because I had so much pressure to like decorate and make sure everything was done. And I pull this huge tree out, 8.5 months pregnant all by myself. Like, I got this. It's fine.
Yeah. And it, I mean, it's literally like a 12, 15 foot tree. It's not a tiny tree.
No, it wasn't tiny. We did it. But it is amazing how much your, how much unspoken expectations or how much like your pressure that you put on yourself will get you to do things that you're like, that wasn't smart.
Oh, I'm like the queen of this. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. We get ourselves in some trouble, so.
Yeah, and it's like so, in different parts of life, too, and now we can apply it to the holidays, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the big question then is, how do you notice when you're nearing the edge of your emotional, like, burnout or load or capacity? Like, you're starting to go towards that, like, this is too much.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's definitely turns into, like, I will start to snap at people a lot more. Like, I get a lot shorter. I am just more tired. I definitely like start to spiral on things all the time. Like,
yeah.
Burnout.
You know what I notice? I get more numb. Like I don't, I get in that like go mode and I just do things and then I don't have an emotional response to it. Like I remember pulling out the tree super pregnant. I was like, it's fine. I'm fine. And like not really registering everything I was feeling. I'm just like, it's going to be, it's gonna, like, I just got to go. I just got to do it. Like, so when
we go into go mode is what I call it.
It's go mode. And I shut down like where I don't really notice my feelings at all. I just am like, I'm a robot. It's fine. Let's just get this done.
Yep. So and I feel like this morning, like, or was it last night? I don't remember. One of these days this week, I definitely started, like, I could feel the switch, right? Yeah. Like, and it was funny because that night I remember telling Anson, I was like, Anson, mommy's done. Her cup is empty. And he looked at me and it was like the best response. So it's in the nine, right? And he's like, I don't know what that means. Like, do you need a water bottle right now? Like, I can go get you some water, but like, I really need you to go wash my Blink 182 shirt before school tomorrow.
I mean, that sounds about right for Anson.
It's so funny because I'm like, really he didn't funny. Mean it mean, right? But like, yeah. I think we have to learn how to advocate for ourselves, because there's a lot of times where we're doing all of these things and like, we're pushing ourselves to meet all of these expectations, written or unspoken, whatever. Like, and it just is hard because they don't even realize that we're doing this. Like, they don't care because they don't see them as an expectation.
So like, yeah, they're still stuck in their world. I feel like having a partner too who can help you kind of like, Mattson will be really good at like, I hate it because I'm in my go mode and I'm like, don't hold on to me, don't touch me. But he literally will like physically grab me in a fine way. Like, it's not me, but he'll grab me and hold me like a hug. And I'll be like, no, I gotta keep it. And he's like, you have time for like a 5 minute, like, talking to, or like even like a 5 second kiss. I'm like, no, I don't. And he's like, yes, you do. You know, and he'll like fight me to be like, you can stay right here. And I noticed like, even in those 5 seconds, 30 seconds of him like just like making me stop, then I start to actually notice what I'm thinking or feeling. I'm like, which is probably why I don't like it when he does that, because I'm having to actually register what I'm feeling. But
exactly. That's a whole different thing. But that can help. True. Yeah. And James does the same things to me too. Like, even last night, I remember him being like, before bed, he's like, hey, do you want to work out with me in the morning? And I was like, ask me tomorrow. I have so many other things on my plate. Do I have time to work out? Right. And that's my response. And he's like, I think you need a shoulder massage right now. Like, and it's like, just let yourself go back and like calm down.
No, I don't.
I'm like, don't touch me.
don't look at me. Don't touch me. And every time I'm like,
and then it's like, they're right. I know. Like, but it's, I think that people on the outside can see it, right? And like, they can see, like, James will call out my nervous energy. Yeah. And he's like, you just go, and everything's really fast. You start talking fast. You start like numbing out, shutting out the world. And it's like, you're not wrong. But like, notice it in yourself. And I, it's hard. Like, I'm saying this as a hypocrite in this moment, right? But
it's not a hypocrite. It's awareness that, like, hopefully if we're all listening to this, we're all like realizing this is normal. Like,
yeah,
this is a part of being a parent or being a person that is fronting up the holiday season for others. This is a part of the stress that we get. So like, this is normal, especially if you're the one that takes on the role of running all of this. So that's okay. We're all doing it. And we're all learning together how we can learn from each other to do this a little bit less crazy and chaotic.
Yeah. There was, the other day on Instagram, there was a post that actually really spoke to me. I think it was Abby Hoskins is her name. We can tag her. But she had made a reel with her husband, who's a financial planner. And they were like, stop thinking that you have to like meet all of these goals and all of these challenges just because it's what society's saying you need to do. And they're like, your children will still love you if you give them a Christmas that's within your means or your emotional capacity. And they're like, so pull back. And these, like, she's an influencer and he's a finance guy, right? But like, and they're like, no, just like pull back and give them the best that you can give them. They're a blended family. Yeah. And I thought it was a really beautiful message to be like, it's true, right? Like, how often do we see this, especially from these people on social media that are like, you need to buy this and here's your gift guides. And like, everything's like Gucci and Louis Vuitton and all this. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I feel frivolous buying 100 pair of Nikes for my kid, right? Like, it's like, okay, slow down and just don't stress about it so much. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is talking to people about it, and not in a complaining way, but in an acknowledgement way. Because usually, like, during the holidays, we'll be so burned out that we're just complaining, and you're drowning already, right? So then people can't really save you if you're already drowning. So the best way to do it is pre-front, like, this is what could be hard. This is what is hard for me in general. Like, I know Thanksgiving, I'm traveling. That's really hard on my kids to travel. So I've already preloaded that mental load that I get to take because it's going to be mommy. Taking that because that's where they go to, right? And that's fine. Yeah. But I've already prepped myself. And instead of complaining, I already have my people who I'm like, I know you're going to be there for me when that happens. Or, you know, so just try and identify the areas where you know is going to be a burnout zone for you. You know that you can't avoid it, and name it, and then try and name what the relief can be.
Yeah. And then I think it's one of those two, like, where we just have to make that commitment to ourselves, like, okay, I'm willing to do this much. And if it like steps over this boundary for myself, then it needs to be like, I just need to avoid, like, try to avoid it or let it go a little bit. And like, that's hard sometimes.
Yes.
So,
and like, that's going to take us to our next episode.
Exactly. So
because that is the, that's the great thing about our mini series. So come back for us next week. We're going to talk about traditions versus sanity, which is exactly what you were just naming there. And I think this one may actually be my favorite one that we talk about because it's so real. So
yeah,
follow up next week. This week, we were literally just reviewing, quick summary, we were talking about just what exactly is the mental load, the pressures of the holidays, where they come from, and then being able to name what you're feeling and know when you're in shutdown.
Yeah. And normalizing that, to know that it's normal to feel this way. You are not the only people feeling this, person feeling this. Make sure that you acknowledge that and go talk to somebody about it. They're probably feeling the same thing.
Yeah. Lots of people around you. All right. Catch us next week.
Next week. Jinx.
Bye.